Thank you, Madam Vice President. Thank you, Madam Deputy High Commissioner, for sharing the OHCHR oral update. The United States condemns Nicaragua's unabated campaign of repression. We urge full accountability for human rights abuses and authorities to cease harassment, politically motivated detention, enforced disappearance, and torture of individuals exercising their human rights and fundamental freedoms, as well as acts of transnational repression, including rendering those with opposing political positions stateless. Ortega and Murillo's refusal to engage in a national dialogue, the recent codification of the elimination of separation of powers and judicial independence, and their self-isolation from the international community further entrench authoritarianism in Nicaragua. We implore Ortega and Murillo to re-engage the OAS and OHCHR to address human rights concerns and enable conditions necessary for a peaceful return to democracy and rule of law. The United States remains committed to spotlighting continued abuses of power and human rights in an effort to demonstrate our solidarity with the Nicaraguan people, to whom we reiterate our strong commitment to support as they seek to peacefully restore democracy and respect for human rights. Deputy High Commissioner, does OHCHR have any strategies to encourage Ortega and Murillo to re-engage with multilateral bodies? I thank you.